3172.
SMS us now on 31702.
We're on the line with Preven Moodley. He's the head of credit risk solutions at TransUnion South Africa. Preven, thank you so much for joining us. It's payday, and you're here to give us some information. We have some of the most well-read and knowledgeable listeners, but the festive bug does tend to bite.
Hi, Wasanda. Thanks for having me. Yes, definitely payday, but most importantly, Black Friday coming up, and very important to understand how we get into that spending cycle.
And what is different about payday? And I think something that I want to look at is do South Africans, consumers, can they resist a good deal before we get into what a good and a bad deal is?
South African consumers are very much in favor of a good deal. I think the question's got to be asked whether that good deal is affordable, whether it's required, and what the necessity of that good deal is. What we've actually seen across statistics is that South African consumers generally go towards good deals. There's higher spending that comes across on those good deals. But the issue then comes on how affordable and how sustainable funding the good deal through credit cycles or credit facilities that consumers have available to them is doable.
And according to your data, would you say that South Africans have an affinity for opening these credit facilities during Black Friday?
We do actually see that. What we've seen is an increase over 2019 and 2020, specifically during the Black Friday period, of accounts being opened, but more importantly, accounts being opened with a higher spend. So what we are noticing through the data points is through the Black Friday period, there is an increase in account openings that does occur, and consumers are generally spending a lot more credits. So you would understand you open up a credit card, a clothing facility, and you get allocated a limit. The utilization of that limit is generally higher during the 2019 and 2020 Black Friday periods by an average of 52%, as opposed to your standard BAU credit usage that consumers go through.
So Preven, who protects the consumer in this case? We do have people like you, and we really appreciate your time this morning. And who protects the consumer when it comes to this kind of consumption and credit usage?
So I think there's various mechanisms in place through the National Credit Regulator in how reckless lending can be avoided within the market. And lenders generally take the best of steps to understand affordability with a consumer. At the end of the day, Busanga, I think it does come down a lot to the consumer themselves as well to understand their financial position, understand what they can afford, understand what their threshold for spend, consumption, and obligations for credit actually is. So it definitely is a joint responsibility and obligation both between the consumer and the lender. There are various mechanisms to ensure reckless lending does not occur, but at the end of the day, the consumer is the person taking on the credit, and they need to be very well aware of their financial position.
And how do you qualify a bargain and affordability?
I think it comes down to necessity. Black Friday obviously brings across a lot of good deals, good opportunities for consumers to get goods at ridiculously lower prices than they usually would. I think it's important to understand and differentiate between a good deal of what's a necessity. And you would carry that across between a washing machine or a vital appliance that you need within your household versus a really cool gaming console or that bigger TV in addition to the one that you have. But then the bad deal comes across the line when you realize it's a good deal now, it's a lot cheaper than what you currently would get post-Black Friday, prior to Black Friday. But more importantly, can you afford it in the next 6 months? Can you afford it in the next 12 months, specifically if you fund it through your credit facilities?
Love that explanation. And then just lastly, we're being bombarded by marketing, and it would be remiss of me not to ask, is Black Friday a good or a bad thing?
I think Black Friday is a good opportunity for consumers to get, and as I mentioned, necessity items that is a lot cheaper throughout the year than it is throughout the year. It's a great concept. It's a great opportunity for consumers to make savings. Always a proponent for consumers to save where they can and get the benefits in the economy that we have. The differentiation has got to come down to yesterday is a special period. We're going into Christmas and obviously the festive season, and expenses are generally higher than we usually have throughout the year. It's very important, though, to make it a good season that consumers are very well aware of what their spending capacity is, what their ability to repay any debt or usage that they carry across. So whilst it's a very good period to gain good deals and good specials on things you may need that you generally may not be able to afford throughout the year, understand that everyone has a spending limit, everyone has a wallet that they need to take care of. And whilst that good deal may be great right now, what is it going to do to you in 6 months' time?
And that's our finance feature with TransUnion study showing Black Friday drives higher credit with Preven Moodley, Head of Credit Risk Solutions at TransUnion South Africa. Thank you so much, Preven. All the best.